This chazar is a chinesh of Bachar Cheshvagam from Yehudim Masechtes Ksubas Daf Ein Ches. Perek Ha'isha Shanaflu Perek Shmini. Zok the Hedeg Mishnah B'siyata D'shmaya. Beisham and Beishilu would both agree that a woman who inherited assets before she entered into Erisin may sell or gift these assets in a valid transfer if it's done before the Nesuin. If the assets were inherited while she was in Arusa and she wants to sell them while she's still in Arusa, Beisham may say she may sell or gift them. Beishilu say she may not. Beishilu will agree that although she may not, if she does so, but the Evet, the transaction would be valid. Rabbi Yehuda said that Chacham said to Rabbi Gamliel, if he's kind of the woman with the Erisin, he should also be kind of the assets. Rabbi Gamliel responded, we're even embarrassed that the Rabbanan said that the properties that she inherited and sells after Nesuin may be taken back from the buyers by the husband from the Lekuchas. And you're going to ask that we should even limit her selling ability of property that she inherited before Nesuin? Mishnah continues, if she inherited assets after entering Nesuin, everyone agrees that if she sold them, the husband may take them back from the Lekuchas. So the Mishnah, if she inherited assets before the Nesuin and then entered into Nesuin, Rabbi Gamliel says if she sold or gifted them, it's a valid transfer. Rechanim ben Akavya said, the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Gamliel, since he was kind of the woman, he should also be kind of the assets. Rabbi Gamliel responded, again, like you said before, we're even embarrassed about the Rabbanan that the Rabbanan said that the property that she inherits and sells after Nesuin may be taken back from the Lekuchas by the husband. And you're going to ask that we should even limit her selling ability of properties that she inherited before entering Nesuin? Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon makes a distinction between the assets that were known to the husband and therefore may not be sold, and assets that were not known to the husband, which may not be sold. The Gemara will explain what that means. But if they are sold, the transfer would be valid, Dr. Mishnah. Why is it Beisham and Beishilu only argue when the assets were inherited once she was in Arusa, but they agree that when the assets were inherited before she was in Arusa, at that point they agree? So Rabbi Yani said, the difference is like this. In the first case, the assets fell to her when she was under her own rishus. In the second case, it fell to her while she was already under rishus of the husband, so it's a big difference. If that's true, why is the sale a good sale in the second case when she inherited it as an Arusa already? Mar explains, in the first case, she is certainly in her own rishus. And that's why it's a good sale even, according to everybody. In the second case, it's questionable. If Nesuin ultimately takes place, then she's already considered to be in the husband's rishus. If the Nesuin doesn't ultimately take place, she's considered to be even now as an Arusa in her own rishus. Therefore, she's not supposed to go ahead and sell them, but if she does, but the Evet, it is a valid sale. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda, Lufnei Rabbi Gamliel. Is Rabbi Yehuda going on the case of Lechatchila according to Beis Shammai and he's saying that she shouldn't sell, or even on the case of B'di Yevet according to Beis Hillel and he's saying that if she does sell, it's not a valid sale? The Mercy of the Brisa clearly says that Rabbi Yehuda is even going on the case of B'di Yevet. The Brisa continues and says that Rabbi Hanina ben Akavya said that Rabbi Gamliel's answer went differently than previously stated the way we explained it in the Mishnah. He answered that when the Nesuin has been done, it makes sense that the husband can revoke the sale because he's also entitled to her fines, her earnings, and to be made for her Nadarm. However, when only Erisin was done, since he can't do any of those things, he also can't revoke the sale. The Rabbanan said to Rabbi Gamliel, what about the case where she inherited before Nesuin and sold after the Nesuin? He said, in that case, her sale would be a sale. They asked, since he has been kaina her as a person, so he should definitely be kaina her assets. He answered, that's when he answered back, we're even embarrassed that the Rabbanan said that the properties that she inherits and sells after Nesuin may be taken back from the Lekuchas. And you're going to ask me why we should even limit her selling ability of properties that she inherited before entering Nesuin? Where the Brisa suggests that Rabbi Gamliel would allow the sale in this last case, even Lechatchila. However, our Mishnah suggests that he would only allow B'dievet, because the Mishnah said that Rabbi Gamliel says, if he sells it, the sale is valid. So Rav Vitzar and Chanami changed the words of the Mishnah, and it should be even that he allows it even Lechatchila. Rav Papa said the Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Gamliel, and the Brisa is following Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya's version of Rabbi Gamliel, which would mean that he would hold, that Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya would hold, that Beisham Beis Hillel actually did not argue about this case at all. Zoktamar, the Rav and Shmuel said, whether she inherited before becoming an Arusa or after becoming an Arusa, if she sells them after becoming an Asua, the husband can take the property back from the Lekuchas. In fact, this doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya because they both say that the sale would be valid b'dieved. Mar says Rav Shmuel follow the view of Rabbi Seinu in a different brisa. The Mishnah said, Mishanis is Elu ve'elu moidim. Zoktimar, this seems to corroborate the institution established in Usha, that a woman who sold her property in her husband's lifetime and then died, the husband may take the property back from the Lekuchas. Mar said, no, it's Lav Dafka, it's a riot to the Tekonas Usha. We can say that our mission is dealing with the status of the field during her lifetime as it affects the produce that the husband is supposed to own. Meaning, but this Enichanami, he could take it back, but then maybe when his wife dies, he'd have to give it back to the Lekuchas. The Tekonas Usha was about the actual land itself, that the husband can take it to Lekuchas and keep Mamish the Gufakar. The Mishnah said, Rosh Shimon Choylik ben Nichosim, the ones that are known, the ones that are not known. What are considered to be known assets and what are unknown assets? Zach Amphit Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, the son of Chanina, said, real property, land, is considered to be known assets, and other property is known as unknown assets. Rabbi Yechanan said, unknown are properties that she inherited in an overseas place. A Braisa actually says, Rabbi Yechanan as well.